Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hello, thank you for joining me for this episode of the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. Dave and I are spending some time celebrating our 40th anniversary. So instead of taking time to put together and record a podcast episode this week, I hope you don't mind that we're going to replay an episode from a couple of years ago on the topic of bereaved Mother's Day and Mother's Day. And I will come back in for this week's birthdays. Did you know that the first Sunday this month is International Bereaved Mother's Day? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode, along with touching on the week that follows, which most of us dread, and that's Mother's Day. Now, I was unaware of this Bereaved Mother's Day for the first 3 years after Becca died. It's the week before Mother's Day, and it's a special day to have our child and our never-ending grief acknowledged. It's a day to honor and celebrate the mothers, us, who carry our children in our hearts rather than in our arms. It's a day where we can pull out things like pictures and mementos and remember our children that we won't be hearing from next week on Mother's Day. To me, having a day set aside like this is also a way to have a day that doesn't take as much away from my other children who want to celebrate my being their mother the following week. It kind of frees up my aching heart since I'm able to celebrate being Becca's mom the week before Mother's Day, while also allowing myself to lean into the painful, reoccurring, what feels like fresh grief this time of year. This International Bereaved Mother's Day was started by a woman named Carly Marie in Australia, and it was based on the death of her son Christian, whom she gave birth to, knowing he had already died in her womb a few weeks previously. And something that she says about this: in 2010, I felt drawn to create International Bereaved Mother's Day to help heal hurting mother hearts. International Bereaved Mother's Day is intended to be a temporary movement. It is a heart-centered attempt at healing the official Mother's Day for all mothers. I believe that we can do this, and that sometime in the near future there will be no need for this day at all, because all true mothers will be recognized, loved, supported, and celebrated. Well, that's what she says, and I don't know about you, but I don't want this to be a temporary movement. Yes, it would be wonderful if Mother's Day was handled differently by most of the people around us, but I think it's also wonderful to have a special day set aside for all of us mothers who have a child no longer here with us, a day set aside to share our child with family and friends and to make sure that he or she is never forgotten by others, and a day that we can just set aside and think about what it means to be the mom, to still be the mom of our child who's not here with us anymore. Many bereaved moms will draw or paint a heart on their hand this day, and they'll write their child's name inside of that heart. And it's an outward symbol that every day we will continue to carry the love for our missing child in our hearts. Unfortunately, Mother's Day can be a day with so many mixed and painful emotions, as many people are reminded of the earthly loss of their children or their own mothers, too. And if that's you, I am really sorry. My heart goes out to you. Most people tend to realize that Mother's Day can be tough on those who have lost their moms, especially if this is like your first Mother's Day without your mom. It can be really hard, but it's very rare for people to stop and think about how painful it is for mothers like us who have lost a child. People don't tend to think of it going in that direction.
just because your child died does not mean that you are not a mother anymore. You've probably heard that said already, and you've heard it multiple times, but we really have to, I guess, get that. It's hard sometimes to feel that way and to believe that, but you are your child's mother forever, and it really would be great if people would start acknowledging that. People who haven't lost a child, we all get it, right? Sure, it's great to be pampered a bit on Mother's Day, taken out to dinner, get some beautiful cards or maybe some funny cards, some flowers or a nice gift. But the traditional Mother's Day can be an emotionally exhausting day for so many mothers. And I don't have to go into the whys to you because you are living it. You know the whys. I've personally also had some extremely hurtful things happen on Mother's Day since Becca died. And one of those things left me wailing outside of a restaurant. We were waiting for our pager to go off to be seated, and there was something that happened, and we had to leave. I don't remember where we went or what we did, but that was just another just painful thing on Mother's Day. And there was another Mother's Day a few years back that happened. It was horrible, and it still has ramifications that are very painful. And I don't even share this publicly, but Mother's Day is just not a good day for me. The bottom line is that I wish there weren't such a thing as Mother's Day. I don't want that day to happen. I really don't want recognition from my kids or anyone else. I just want to ignore the day. But it's almost like Christmas. It feels like it's everywhere. And I know there are a lot of you that you just can't go to church that morning because it hurts too much to be given a flower for all the moms, or to stand up, all the moms stand up and let's applaud, or to hear a special message just for moms. It's hard. And I totally understand if you just can't go to a place of fellowship Sunday morning. And I know this isn't like me to share so bluntly how I struggle with an area in my life after the death of my daughter, but I feel like it's really important for me to be real with you and honest with you that this is an area. Mother's Day is one of the worst days of the year for me, hands down. So how about this? How about if we try to do this together? Let's look at Mother's Day as a day where we deserve appreciation and respect. If someone around us wants or maybe needs to acknowledge it, we'll let them. And if no one around us seems to want to do that, then let's just appreciate ourselves for being a mom in whatever way makes you feel better about who you are as a mother. A lot of you have seen a quote. It goes around in graphics a lot on social media from Irma Bombeck, but most of the time you just see the second half of the quote, and it says, "I can think of no mothers who deserve it more than those who had to give a child back." But the full quote, she starts by saying, "Mother's Day is a day of appreciation and respect." And then she goes on to say, "I can think of no mothers who deserve it more than those who had to give a child back." So let's be a part of that. I know it hurts. Believe me, I know it hurts not to have our child here. But we still deserve to be appreciated and respected as moms. So let's do that together. I know this is a really, really super short episode, and I hope that's okay with you, but I want to end this part of it before we go on to the birthdays. I want to read something I wrote a few years ago for Bereaved Mother's Day, and it's a letter to my child, to our children. "My child, flesh of my flesh, soul of my soul, part of my very being. I had an instant, deep, and fierce love when I first saw you. My heart was yours, and I knew I would give my very life to protect you. And yet, here I sit, with the suffocating pain and darkness of knowing I was unable to protect you from death. So now I find that just as deep and intense as my love for you is the deep and intense pain of my grief in living without you. And yet I know that somehow I must. How, God? How do I go on with a piece of my very being gone from this earth? And as I ask and seek for this help, God, in His tender love, compassion, and faithfulness, reminds me that I don't have to live without You. You are forever in my heart and my thoughts, and forever a part of my very being, that our separation is only temporary. You have just moved on to our eternal home before me, and have unpacked and settled in, waiting for me and the rest of us to join You. This isn't a final goodbye. It isn't, I'll see you later. When I have the thoughts that I would give anything to see you again, to hug you or hear you laugh, I realize that I will. Maybe not as soon as I want to, but it will happen. And so I will wait. I will wait with hope, expectancy, and even excitement to see you again. Every day I am here on this earth means I am one day closer to that desperate need I have as a mother to love on you. And while I wait, I will choose to live my life in a way that is full of love, full of peace and contentment, full of laughter. And yet I know it will also still be full of pain and longing. For I have now learned that all of these things can live inside of me together. So on this day of honoring bereaved mothers, let me say I am honored. I am honored and blessed to be your mom. And I imagine and dream of our reunion someday, filled with love and joy that goes beyond words to describe it. But until then, I will have good days and bad days. I will have days filled with happiness and days filled with pain. And all of those days, I will continue to miss you with every fiber of my being. So that is what I wrote. And I will make that available to you in the show notes. There will be a link. I actually wrote that up as a blog. And so you can go to the GPS Hope website and do a search for Bereaved Mother's Day, and this will come up. Also, another blog that I wrote about International Bereaved Mother's Day would also come up, and that's where some of this that I just read to you in this podcast episode came from. I want to encourage you to take advantage of this Sunday being International Bereaved Mother's Day. Paint that heart on your hand there. Put your child's name in it. Do whatever you want or need to do to acknowledge the love you have for your child as a bereaved mom. And if friends and family will join you, great. If not, we will join you. I was talking about the blog that I wrote. I would love for you, if you do go to that blog, share your child with me in the comments below it. And be sure to share both of these blogs if you like them, or the poem, the letter to our children that I wrote, that's there. And be sure to share that with other bereaved moms as well. You can also go to our GPS Hope Facebook page and share your child with us there. Post a favorite photo of the two of you together, or a picture of the heart you drew on your hand with their name on it, what you miss about them, whatever you want to share. But let's just do this day together, okay?
Okay, I am back. Before getting to the birthday segment, I want to let you know that the May edition of Reflections of Hope is out and available. Now, the Reflections of Hope is an award-winning hardback book with a full year of daily readings for bereaved parents. And we are in the process of taking each month from that book and turn it into a standalone book. That means if May is an especially tough month for you, you can pick up the May edition of Reflections of Hope for some daily encouragement and hope throughout the month. Each of these individual monthly books also have weekly discussions in the back, so you can get together with other bereavers and talk about what you've read and encourage each other throughout the month. Like I said, the May edition is now available. It's on Amazon, both as a paperback and Kindle. Now, if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can download it for free right now. It's part of their Unlimited program. I was pretty excited when I saw that. I know the book is on Amazon. It may take a while to get to other book outlets to be able to order. You can check on that, but it is for sure available on Amazon. I also want to remind you that you can join Dave and I on the Grief Cruise in February of 2025. This is a wonderful opportunity to be with others in a relaxing atmosphere, attend workshops on the days out to sea, plus enjoy warm tropical climates and Caribbean islands. This will touch you in every area, spirit, soul, and body. I went on a cruise a few weeks after Becca died. If you're wondering, is this too early for me to do this? No, it is not. I encourage you, wherever you are in this journey, to consider joining us on the Grief Cruise. I know it sounds like an oxymoron, right? Grief and cruise, but it is wonderful. Like I said, it will touch you in every area, spirit, soul, and body. So go to gpshope.org/cruise to find out more, or you can just go to our website, gpshope.org, click on the event tab, and you will find where you can click on to go to our webpage about the cruise. And I will also put a link in the show notes for this. Let's go ahead and get to this week's birthdays. Christy Gayhart was born on April 29th and is forever 49. Eric Mercier's was born on May 1st and is forever 38. Little Milo Costerna bloomed on earth to blossom in heaven on May 3rd. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced the week of his or her birthday, I would be blessed and honored to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out the form. Submit it, please. Also include the pronunciation of your child's birthday to make sure I say it correctly if sometimes it isn't said the right way. And I will announce your child's birthday that week. Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen. Okay, let's go ahead and listen to the rest of the podcast episode.
I would like to close out this episode by praying over you. Father, you know, you see our shattered hearts. Lord, you know that we are coming up on a season every year that is so painful to us. This day where mothers are celebrated, but Lord, it's hard for us to celebrate because one of our children isn't here. Father, I just pray peace over every listener. Lord, the peace that goes beyond our understanding, even within the pain. Lord, I pray for extra strength. Lord, help us to get through this time. Help us to lean on you and depend on you and cry to you and whatever we need to do, Lord, but give us strength. We need you so desperately. Show us what we can do to help ourselves and those around us who may want to honor us at this time when we just want to go to bed and pull the covers up and ignore the day. This Sunday on International Bereaved Mother's Day, Lord, I pray that you will give each of these precious moms a beautiful day of sacred joy within the grief of remembering their precious children. Thank you, Lord, that we have the gift of each other and that we are not alone. And I pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. As always, and I'm telling myself this week as well, remember to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.